from London, England, where the Queen lives.
Recorded live from an underground bunker and packaged into an MP3 with a pretty little picture. Helping bring you the motivation, inspiration, and some other stuff to help kickstart your day. Hoo-yah! This is the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. And this is your host, Chris Jags.
Join the motivation. Join the motivation.
Here we go. It's Friday. Whoop, whoop, and all that jazz. My name is Chris Jags, host, producer, director, cleaner, T-boy, and creator of the Learn, Develop, Live podcast and Learn, Develop, Live method. And you're listening to Something for the Weekend, a little alternative episode to the usual daily motivation that the LDL brand brings you. So what's going on with you then, my dearest listener? How are you, and how was your Friday? Now, it's possible that it may not even be Friday when you listen to this. Maybe you're still catching up. You know, I know what it's like. I think I'm still around 40-odd episodes behind my podcast that I listen to. But, you know, I'll catch up eventually. And so will you. But whatever the day of the week you listen to this, hey, hey. This week, I have a once-upon-an idea for you with a bit of history about the Ford Motor Company, which has been around since 1903. And as it's still producing over 6 million cars a year, hey, they must be doing something right, eh? Let's get started.
Once upon a time, in a land not so far away, someone had an idea. They had a dream. With this idea and dream, they took a chance. And after a lot of hard work, and probably plenty of mistakes, their idea came to life. This is Once Upon an Idea.
So I've had to change the bed. The music, I mean, not bed sheets, your duvet. It looks like the music that was previously used for all the previous Once Upon an Ideas was from the film Romeo and Juliet. And I was actually getting copyright issue notices coming up on YouTube. Whenever YouTube detected that piece of music in those particular episodes, so I thought it's probably best just to play it safe and not upset the universe. So, for this Once Upon an Idea adventure, let's take a look at the Ford Motor Company. Now, even if you're not into cars, it is extremely likely, it has to be, you have to have at some point heard of the Ford brand. Remember they had a massive, you see them quite a lot with Sky Sports Sunday afternoon football, because they were sponsors, and you see like the massive Ford logo, and you'll recognize the logo, you're seeing the cars out in the big wide worlds. And you know, if you haven't really, now what planet have you been living on? I know I've said that about YouTube and stuff, but you must have heard of Ford. They've been around long enough. So back on the 16th of June in 1903, the main man, Henry Ford, he founded the Ford Motor Company, which was just the beginning of the now current, at the time of recording this, 116-year history. Impressive. I wonder if on their 100th birthday, if they got a letter from the Queen. Anyway, Henry Ford's first attempt at a car company under his own name was the Henry Ford Company on the 3rd of November in 1901. This later became the Cadillac Motor Company on August 22nd, 1902, with Ford leaving with the rights to his name. Phew. With $28,000 in cash from 12 investors, the Ford Motor Company was launched in a converted factory in 1903 and produced just a few cars a day, with groups of two or three people working on each one. That compared to how many are produced these days, it was all done by hand, wasn't it? Henry Ford was 39 years old when he first started the Ford Motor Company, and this has stayed in continuous family control for over 100 years. It's still one of the largest family control companies in the world. Over the years, Ford has been a leader in new manufacturing ideas and processes. These methods around the world have actually got a name. They're called Fordism. Creative. Over their history, Ford has had different levels of involvement in Jaguar, Land Rover, Volvo, and the now discontinued Mercury brand, mainly by ownership and other involvements. Through the years that Ford had been in operation, the company has had some involvement in every type of motor vehicle, including trucks, buses, tractors, Formula One cars, Indy cars, stock cars, rally cars, touring cars, drag races, and drifting. Pretty much if it involves some sort of motor vehicle, Ford have either been there or they're involved with it at the moment. Today, Ford concentrate their focus with hybrid technology and have factories and offices around the world. In 2017, it was recorded as producing 6.6 million vehicles. 199,000 employees recorded in December 2018. And 2018 again, a revenue of around $160.33 billion. Could Henry Ford have envisaged what has become of that company he began in that converted factory in 1903? Maybe not, but again, it goes to show what can happen if you have a dream, get yourself going, go over a few barriers, and don't give up.
Learn, develop, live.
The best motivational podcast.
As voted by Sheep Shearing Monthly. This is the Learn, Develop, Live Thought of the Day.
Your fingers have fingertips, but your toes don't have toe tips. Yet you can tiptoe, but not tip finger.
People say that motivation just doesn't last. Well, neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. It's the Learn, Develop, Live podcast.
So, could you be the next Henry Ford? What if good old Henry never took the leap? What about if he never started Ford? Maybe you drive a Ford car. There is so much that one company has done, and it's all down to one person being brave enough just to get started. Now, don't sit on the idea of yours, you know, the one that goes around your head every day that you still think that you shouldn't do anything about. Let's get you started on your road to greatness. Get yourself on my calendar over ldlcall.com, and we can talk on the phone and get you going. Whatever your next big idea, I want to know. I actually do want to know. You have a road to greatness waiting just for you, but you need to turn the key to the ignition, get it started, and it all starts from booking your slot. LDLcall.com. It's there waiting for you. Let's talk soon, and I'll be back tomorrow. Bonjour, and good day.
Goodbye.
What? It's over already?
All over.
Thank you for listening to the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. I hope you feel as warm, motivated, and fuzzy inside as I do. You can connect with Chris at LearnDevelopLive.com or on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
I won't say goodbye. I'll just say until we meet again.
Until next time, join the motivation.
Motivation. Motivation. Motivation.